Hello, this is Pastor Deborah, and welcome again to the Hidden Kingdoms Channel Online School. This is the next class for everyone. This class is entitled New Wineskins for New Wine. That may seem like a strange title for a class, but these classes are going to be taking us back in time into ancient, long-forgotten civilizations and empires, kingdoms, and begin uncovering the ancient hieroglyphics of pictures and symbols, cultures, and their ancient eternal truths of the spiritual realm all humanity believed in once long ago, but now believe they are only science fiction, a mental illness, delusions not needed for civilized people who are now no longer superstitious with old wives' tales or fables and fairy tales. And what were these ancient hidden truths of long ago? That there were gods above in another world realm, and their realms of spiritual kingdoms were here on the earth, other beings in a spiritual realm that had influence on earth and had communicated with and even revealed to ancient humans hidden truths from the unseen realm of the gods long forgotten to us and their meanings. Through these classes, we will explore ancient symbols and their spiritual language that has become only legends, fairy tales, fables, stories to us. This class will begin that rediscovery as we become as archaeologists and dig through layers and layers of dirt to go back in time to ancient hidden truths. So put on your archaeologist hat and let's begin digging. New wineskins for new wine. Long hidden light. Truth is like a new wine that needs to be placed in a container that is new, and it can hold the new, fresh wine without leaking or breaking. So, deepen your spiritual heart of your spirit by you taking this class. A new wineskin has been created, placed in your spiritual heart, so it will be able to hold these fresh, newly rediscovered, ancient eternal truth. The new wineskin is an old symbol of a new container for a fresh new wine. So in order to hold these truths, new yet ancient truths, wine, the new wineskin is needed. Okay, here is the new wineskin. It may look strange to you, but it is exactly what is required and needed to have new wine. New knowledge, truth poured into your spiritual heart, and for your spiritual heart to be able to hold it, and then for it to be slowly drunk, taken into your heart. You will take just little sips of this new wine. Do not worry, there's no alcohol in it, but your spiritual heart will feel different. But first we prepare for receiving the new wine by having a new wineskin within our heart to hold the new wine. Now, did everyone do their assigned homework? Good if you did. If this is your first day of class, welcome. I am Pastor Deborah, your spiritual teacher. New wine is now being poured into your spiritual heart. First, as you will learn, one needs definitions of words to help you understand. When one's definitions are off, perverted, darkened, one's concepts will be off, perverted, darkened. Then one's precepts will be off, perverted, and darkened. Then one's ideas will be off, perverted, and darkened. And then one's beliefs will be off, perverted, and darkened, covered by a gross, thick veil of waxness, which prevents the ancient truths from coming in and will not allow them to penetrate into your spiritual heart. And these ideas produce one's thoughts and feelings, which are perverted, darkened, and then one's viewpoints of oneself, of others, of life, and of nations, and what is the direction all life should be going in, is perverted, darkened from the ancient truth, light, and wine. Let's go back into time, back through the layers and layers of dirt, darkness. In archaeology, we also need to have a deep respect for history and what our ancient ancestors knew and believed in, and then what their ancient symbols of that knowledge can tell us about ancient times, ancient lives, ancient cultures, ancient spiritual beliefs, ancient symbols to speak and communicate to each other, and now out to us. Let's do a quick review of what we've looked at in the last class. We looked at the definition of darkness. Webster's dictionary defined this word as dark, ignorance, a gross covering of waxness over the spiritual heart that requires a spiritual circumcision. Now, in this class, we are going to look at the definition of the word light. Webster's dictionary defines the word light as something that makes vision possible, dawn, candle, sight, spiritual illumination, enlightenment, truth, public knowledge, facts brought to you, an illumination, something that enlightens or informs, a set of principles, standards, or opinions, a lighthouse, beacon, a flame for lighting some bright, not dark, brighten, to ignite something, to set fire to, guide, illuminate. So a light is needed for many, many things and involves vision and sight, spiritual illumination, truth, principles, standards, a guide in storms, a guide to walk without stumbling or getting lost in the dark, brings fire, passion to something, is used to destroy that which burns and purifies that which needs separation from impurities, dross. Light comes in many watts, levels of power, illuminations. It can be just a small candle, a small nightlight, a light to warm, comfort, and heal something, a light to walk by in the darkness, a candle or an oil lamp, a strong light, fire that burns out the dead stuff, wood, chaff, like thoughts, opinions, ideas, precepts, concepts, lust, and ignorance that cannot stand up in the powerful fires of purity from impurity straws. Is everyone taking notes? Any questions so far? So, light and dark affect us spiritually and in our soul and in our physical body. Now with these basic ancient symbols of ancient truths, we can begin to dig deeper. Make sure you go to a dictionary yourself and look up these definitions to research them out. These two words are going to be used in school to help us rediscover the hidden kingdoms and their symbols that we need to be able to read and interpret, so we can rediscover ancient truth from out of the long forgotten past and their roles in the lives of humanity and civilizations. You will need to have your new wineskins ready so new wine can be poured in for you to slowly drink. You will soon rediscover that here on earth, even now, there are two ancient kingdoms hidden from your earthly sight. Our ancient ancestors knew this, wrote about them, and drew pictures for us to read and to see and to come to know the kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness. The next class will dig deeper into the ancient symbols of long-forgotten truths. Come again and hear about what the definition of a spiritual kingdom is. See everyone next class. You are dismissed, Pastor Deborah.